Okay, so it worked. I asked not to come to my workshop, and just a few people here, thank you very much. Thank you much for supporting me, because it's my first workshop in English, and I put a lot of text in my presentation. I know it's not okay, but I did it for special, because if I lose any contact with my English vocabulary, I will just click on presentation. You will read everything here on slide. So please welcome. My name is Yana Melville. I represent Coach Institute, St. Petersburg, Russia. I'm very proud of my company and my city. In 3 days, our city will have birthday, and welcome to St. Petersburg. It will be really very nice summer this year because there's championship about football and so on. Not nice days for us because you can't get your office, you can't get your home because there's a lot of traffic jams in the city, but really there will be a lot of nice events. Next slide, please. So we're located just here. It's the real center of St. Petersburg, our office on the last floor. Next slide, please. What we are doing? Our main activities are consulting, coaching, learning, not just coaching. Coach Institute is our historical name. Nowadays, we started with this in 2002, but now we do such activities, more activities in consulting and learning than in coaching. But we still do individual coaching and team coaching. Next slide, please. It's about me, about my background a little bit. My first profession, I graduated St. Petersburg University Philological Faculty. I'm a doctor of philology. After some years, I decided that I have to impact on our world somehow, and I graduated at the Institute as a human resources manager, and in 2002, I was in the conference on the really outstanding event. It was first international conference in St. Petersburg about coaching, where I met two real cool people, Marina Danilova and Alexander Savkin. They are founders of Coach Institute, with their workshop about a new approach, how to develop people and organization. And that became my passion. And from that period, I am with them. Next slide, please.
The next door is hearing your voice. So
it's always like this. In Russian, English, everybody hear my voice. Okay, I will try to do something with it.
Just to move the mic a little bit further away.
Okay, it's another complexity. I will try to do that. So I would like to tell about our program. It's now a 3-year program. Before it was 2-year program. Later I will explain why we changed this period. Its program dedicated to the idea that this world needs more integrators. So we need people which help other people to develop and help organizations to develop. So the main ideas to work with an integral approach and vertical development approach, to pay attention to different dimensions, like how we can help individuals to be more efficient and to be more happy, and how to help organizations to be more healthy. And I will tell later what kind of practices we have and what we use in our program. So, our learning concept, you can see it here. Frankly, we met Ken Wilber only 8 years ago, so we did know anything about integral approach and 2002, but we understood that time that if we try to teach people how to develop yourself and other people, you have to pay attention to your personal development, to your body practices, to your spiritual practices, to your relationships, to some systemic changes. In any way, we should take all these aspects into consideration and to work with it. So when we met Ken Wilber first 8 years ago, we were very happy. Oh, now we have methodology. Super. Because before people ask us, what is your methodology? We have some ideas why we do like this, but we can't say exactly, and so on. And now we have methodology, we use integral approach, and as well we use vertical development approach. Before enter to our program, all our students fill leadership development profile. Who knows what is it? It's some kind of test. Mm-hmm. And after that, they get the results. And there are a lot of very useful things in this test. You can see your diagnosis, and or as well, you can see particular line what to develop. And some advice is how to develop, but just some. And after they get the result, we have some kind of debrief session with our coaches to help them to do some kind of individual plan of development. Okay, next slide, please. It's just an example that we use integral approach. Next. It's the symbol of vertical leadership development. And next slide. So our basic idea, first of all, of course, we would like to help our students to be more happy in their own life. If they are usually they are executives and business owners, and first of all, we spend a lot of time helping them to be healthy in their self. Just a minute, very clever words. Egocentric self life dimension. After that, in the ethnocentric self dimension, and only after this, let's do something with the organization. Because if you are not healthy, if your needs and your dreams are not satisfied, you just can't do anything with other people. Let's go further. So some facts about program. We started this long program, 2 years program, in 2003. More than 400 people entered to the program, and just half of them finished, less than half finished. I will explain later why, because we have very strict exams and rather special rules. And just 50 people received diplomas, and we're proud of it, this amount. Because if you got some Coach Institute diploma, everybody will tell in Russia you're a professional, because it's not easy at all to get it. I have. All our teachers finished our program sometime. Next slide, please. So everybody who entered the program, even those who didn't finish program, used coaching in their professional, in their work if they're not consultants. Next slide. Of course, some of them entered the program to change their profession, to be consultants, to be coaches, and they did this. And some of them who are executives, who are business owners, just raised their income and were very happy with it. So this is a profile of our average student. You can see from what fields they come to us. Next slide. Mostly now we have executives, business owners, and human resources managers. It's about our last group. Next slide. So now more about our concept, learning concept. First of all, we pay a lot of attention to personal characteristics. And I do some kind of very deep interview before people enter the program to check whether they have this personal characteristic, just in potential. So I think you know that there are some special characteristic in your personality which maybe will prevent you to be consultant and to help other people. And we should understand this at the beginning, not to waste our time and time of our student. After this, our program pay a lot of attention to some kind of meta skills. You can see them on the slide, because our statement is that everybody, executives, consultants, have to have these meta skills to be sustainable and to be useful in this modern world with all challenges we have. And after this, of course, we pay attention to some particular skills which we need to develop people and organizations. Next slide. So here you can see more about our competences, which we teach in our program. So I'm not going to read this, so you can see it. Later you will see our methodology three. It shows where we took ideas, where we took our concept. Next slide. So there are two stages in our program. First stage, it's about vision your own life and about making changes in your own life to develop your some personal characteristics and to be more efficient in relationship and communication. And the next stage, and after first stage, everybody who want to go to the next stage have to do some kind of exam, to prove us that they are capable to go to the next stage. And second stage is about profession. It's about profession, how to be consultant, how to be coach. So we have three LARP in our program at this second stage. It's integral LARP. It's LARP about individual coaching and LARP about team coaching. So we spent a lot of time here to teach some special skills, of course. Next slide. So you can see the structure of our first stage. So we have, of course, group sessions, usually 2 days format, 2 days and a half format. We have special workshops about particular topics. It's from 3 hours till 8 hours, to 8 hours. Each of our students has to visit psychotherapists. If not, we will tell him bye-bye. Minimum 2 hours a month, minimum. And individual coach, so minimum 2 hours a month as well. If our students, sometimes it happens, our students refuse to do it. I have nothing to bring to my psychotherapy, ha ha ha. At this moment, I already have minimum 5 topics to bring to psychotherapy. And at this moment, of course, it's sometimes we have conflicts. And I will tell you about this later. And of course, they have lectures about psychology, because if you want to develop other people, you should know something about it.
Provided the psychotherapist?
Yeah. At the first stage, no. At the first stage, you have to have equal amount of hours with psychotherapists and coaches. At the next stage, you can. Thank you for the question, because we face this issue every year. My answer is no, because we should have feedback from our psychotherapist, some kind of feedback, of course not the content of sessions, some kind of feedback from psychotherapists and coaches. Is it okay with our student? Can he do the program further? What topics we should pay attention to at group sessions, because sometimes we have some problems in a group and so on. If our student visits other psychotherapists, I understand it can be absolutely professional, but we can't get this feedback. Next slide. The second stage, rather similar, but it includes professional labs. I already mentioned it, about integral approach, about individual coaching, and about team coaching. Mm-hmm. Next session. So it's just a metaphor of our structure. You can see some specific questions. Mm-hmm. This is our methodology three, but I will show this in the next slide, because here you can see anything. This is our teachers, I can say. Some of them are still alive, some not, but we use these concepts, we use these ideas in our work, because we do a lot of spiritual work, we do body practices, we do transpersonal practices, we do constellations, we do practices, and so on. Mm-hmm. 2-3 minutes, okay. Mm-hmm. Next slide. This is our learning matrix. I will not stop here, because I already mentioned a lot of things about it. Here will be the slides about our coach competences and integrated competences. Next slide. Some more about meta skills. Mm-hmm. Next slide. Mm-hmm. More about communication, because it's one of the main integrated skills. Mm-hmm. Self-management skills. Next one. Uh-huh. I will stop here just for one moment, because I'm very proud of these people. These two people, founder of our institute, and I think you met this guy in yellow t-shirt today. It's one of our lead teacher. Mm-hmm. Okay, next slides. And please stop here. We have really great team of invited teachers from different countries, from Spain, from USA, from Canada, which helped us to do some specific topics, because of not where it's true, because we are not very cool at everything. So we work in collaboration with a lot of people. Next slide. So about some our challenges and issues which we face and faced and still face at our program. Of course, we already mentioned one. People are not ready to go to psychotherapists and to work deeply with their issues, with some of their obstacles and so on. Sometimes we have conflicts in the group, and maybe we didn't pay enough attention to some relationships in the group, and after this we have conflict. Another problem, sometimes our invited teachers think that our students are not enough prepared to go deep in their topic and do some really simple work with our students, and our students, what the hell is going on? We are not at the school. We can go deeper and deeper and deeper. Let's go faster. Let's go deeper. And now I will show later how we solved it. So what kind of solutions, what kind of decisions we have? First of all, we have some kind of curators. They're coaches who work with our students every day, sometimes by email, sometimes by phone, sometimes by face-to-face meetings, helping them to get feedback from us and from their peers in the group. And of course, we prepare the scenario for the session where we have our invited teachers together with them, so to be sure that they understand the level of our students and to be good prepared. And always there are two teachers in our group sessions to pay enough attention to each student and to the conflicts in the group and to work with it immediately. And if we see that some participant, some student behaves rather special, especially for a group, not maybe enough polite, we give feedback immediately, of course in a collegial way, but we do it immediately, and it helps us to give feedback later without any conflict. Mm-hmm. So, if you have any question, please write me, call me, and ask me about our programs. We have final exams after 2 years, individual coaching exam, team coaching exam, and they have some kind of diploma work, some kind of final work, where they practice all skills they taught at the program. Mm-hmm. Thank you.